Today on More to Life, baggage check. Still carrying the weight of old hurts or past mistakes, struggling to forgive yourself or accept God's mercy. We'll help you unpack the pain. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, baggage check. We're talking about old hurts, whether those are hurts that were inflicted on you or hurts that came from past mistakes or decisions that you've made. The reality is we all have been impacted in some way by these kinds of old hurts, and it can be hard to move past them. We want to help you give them up for Lent, if you will. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you unpack that baggage and begin to find the grace that God has for you on this healing journey. 877-573-7825.
Because Lent really is about feeling closer to God and allowing Him to heal us and let His light and His grace come into our lives. And as you were saying, Greg, sometimes the hurts that we're carrying are things that maybe we brought upon ourselves in some way by making imprudent choices or, you know, outright sinfulness. And even if we've gone to the sacrament of reconciliation, we're still dealing with the reverberation of that in our lives, and we want to heal. Very often it's something that's sort of been thrust upon us. I know a lot of folks, including myself, who deal with multi-generational pain. When you come from a family that just had some real hurts in it. And so my mother used to say, each generation in the family is trying to do a little bit better than the one before it. The unspoken words were, but we're still not perfect yet, and we're still causing a lot of hurt. And so sometimes we feel guilty for being hurt because we know that the people who came before us had it worse. Sometimes we're really having that pain reverberate for us, and we think, I've done work to really heal this in myself. And then something will happen, and it will come back up again. And instead of beating ourselves up for that, we invite you today to say, what's God doing by allowing us to see this pain again? How does He want to heal us a little bit more? So we're asking you today, are old hurts or past mistakes still shaping how you see yourself? Or at least sometimes it is. Are you having a hard time forgiving someone who hurt you in the past, or knowing how to forgive yourself for past mistakes? Are old hurts affecting your marriage or making it hard for you to feel like an effective parent? That happens for a lot of folks. Are you struggling to see the healing God has in store for you or find where God is, especially when you're hurting? Let us help you today on More to Life to discover the next steps on the path to becoming the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled self you are meant to be, and help you know what to do with those relationships that might be involved in all of this. Give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, I was talking with somebody the other day who was beating himself up for still being affected by things that happened when he was in high school, for instance. And, you know, saying, gosh, that was like, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Why am I still allowing myself to be bothered by this? And, you know, I just shared with him. I said, look, I'm still affected by things that happened in grade school. I mean, I was pretty mercilessly bullied throughout grade school and middle school, and it still affects me today. I'll still have certain thoughts that go through my head or old voices that go through my mind, and I still have to kind of do some spiritual battle with that. We all have those things, and, you know, it's nothing to beat yourself up about that you carry those wounds. It's more about learning how to manage them so that they don't dictate the terms of our life, so that we're able to see them as resources, really, because they can be the source of greater compassion, they can be the source of greater understanding, they can be the source of even greater strength, if we know how to relate to those wounds. I think most of us tend to either be angry with ourselves for still carrying those things, or ashamed to admit them.
Yeah.
And
even to God.
Yeah.
I get that image of, there's, help me with the song. I think it's like, I ran from the rock or ran to the rock.
Oh, the Nina Simone song. Yeah.
Yeah. This idea of like, you know, the all this bad was coming. It sort of refers to the last days. And I ran and I hid, just very much like Adam and Eve ran and hid in their shame, instead of taking it to God and saying, I messed up, heal me, forgive me, give me your grace. And even when we've tried to do that through reconciliation, through the work we do, sometimes Satan loves to bring that back up. But if we give it to God, he can say, okay, let's do a little bit more healing. You know, if you have a wound that needed to be stitched up, you have to go back incrementally to get it checked, to make sure it's not getting infected, to get the stitches removed, if that's the kind that you use. Any kind of physical wound, we know it's not a one and done if it's a real wound. But with our spiritual wounds, our emotional wounds, often we think it should be. But it's not. So let us help you today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
We're talking about healing old hurts, whether those are hurts that others inflicted on you or the pain of past mistakes or sins that you're having a hard time getting past. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you might reasonably wonder, how could some theology help me get past old hurts? Well, it turns out the theology of the body has a lot to say about that. And St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. Basically, he said, if we take everything that God's given us, creation, salvation, history, scripture, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and leading and having healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And St. John Paul II described three chapters in the story of humanity. Chapter 1, original man. That's who God created us to be before sin. We were secure, whole, capable of loving and being loved totally without fear. But chapter 2. Historical man is who we are now, living in a fallen world, carrying the scars of sins committed against us and the sins and mistakes that we've made. And then there's chapter 3. Eschatological man is who we are becoming day by day through God's healing grace, the restored, glorified, grace-filled person God is raising us up to be.
And it's tempting to think that the end of our story is that second chapter, historical man, because we look at our childhood wounds, the betrayals we've experienced, the failures, the regrets and sins we've committed, and we think, this is who I am. I'm broken. The end. And it's true that our wounds are real, and they do matter, but they're only part of the story. They're not the conclusion. In Christ, our scars can actually become signs of redemption.
Think of the risen Lord. He kept his wounds, but they were transformed. They no longer defined his suffering. They testified to his victory. In the same way, God doesn't waste our pain. When we bring our hurts and failures to him through prayer, wise counsel, repentance, forgiveness, and courageous growth, he integrates them into a larger story of healing.
And that story of healing begins when we stop identifying as our wounds and start relating to them as experiences we can learn and grow from. Instead of thinking we can never get past those old hurts, the theology of the body encourages us to see that the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled version of ourself already exists in God. And the closer we come to Him, the more that true self is revealed in us. Cooperating with God's healing grace doesn't mean becoming somebody else entirely. It means, as St. John Paul liked to say, becoming who we are. Our past may explain some things about us, but it's grace that defines us. And no matter what we've been through, the amazing ending to our story is still being written by God, and it's more wonderful than any of us can imagine. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825, the show today titled Baggage Check. We're talking about the tendency we all have to carry around those old wounds and even define ourselves by them. How can we get past those old hurts that have been inflicted on us, the past mistakes and sins that we've made that are hard to get past? Let's talk about finding the healing that God has for you. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you and we bring to you those old hurts that were committed against us, the old hurts we carry from choices that we've made. And we ask you first, Lord, to help us to stop identifying as those wounds, but start relating to them as experiences that we can learn from and grow through by your grace. Help us to see those wounds like you carried your wounds after the resurrection, not as signs of failure or incompleteness, but as a testament to your victory over death and pain. We ask you to give us the grace that we need to walk that healing journey and to know that you are still writing the end of our story, and that it truly is more wonderful than any of us can imagine. Help us to lean into that grace, to receive that healing, and to grow and be effective witnesses to the power of your grace in our lives. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Baggage Check, as we talk about our tendency to carry around a lot of old baggage about past mistakes or hurts that have been inflicted on us, either in the past or even more recently. How can we forgive, heal, move on, and become who God is calling us to be? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. My sister is going through a lot, and it's really not my pain, it's hers. And I keep on apologizing for it, but she's been through a lot. When she lost her job, she took care of my parents until they passed. And after my mom passed, none of the family members, including me, checked in to see how she was doing, how the funeral was being paid for, where she was getting the money and everything like that. And apparently my mom, and I agree with her, was a hard person to live with after my dad died. And after that, she got a job with my brother. And I don't know if it's miscommunication or misunderstanding, but she was fired. And she had requested to quit because it was too much politics in the office, and she didn't want to have to deal with that. And so she is very hurt by those decisions. She doesn't know what happened behind closed doors or anything like that. And then the office that she worked in told customers that she was fired, when she really wanted to quit.
How can we help you in all this? What is it that you're looking for today?
All I can do is apologize to her. I don't know what else I can do.
But it sounds like you said you already have apologized to her for not checking in when your parents passed and all.
Or have you not yet? Where you stand with her?
Yeah. Oh no, I constantly apologize.
And you're saying, what else can you do to help her heal? Have you, Mary, asked her that? Have you said, look, I was blind to all this. The scales have fallen from my eyes. I see what you've done for everybody. I've seen the pain you carry. The board also says she went through a divorce. She had a breakdown. And what can I do? My sister, who I just didn't see it. What can I do to help you heal from this? How can I be here for you now? Because I'm so sorry that I wasn't here for you then. Have you had that conversation with her? And if so, what was her reaction?
Her reaction, and yes, I have. Her reaction was, she just doesn't want to have anything to do with the family or church, because she states that the church wants you to be a servant. And
okay, so let me ask you. So she doesn't want to have anything to do with the family. Do you see her then, or has she cut you off?
Oh, yes. Life. No, I see her. It's just whenever we have family gatherings, excuse me, when we have family gatherings, she doesn't want to participate.
Sure.
Brings
yeah, well, it's understandable.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not just old, but I mean, if your brother up and just fired her and then, you know, just ran down her reputation, it's pretty present wounds. But, Mary, if you see her, you need to start building a personal relationship with her that has nothing about dragging her into the family or even making her look at the church yet.
Yeah.
But has a lot to do with you really working on that relationship and showing her that you've changed, you can see now, and that you really want to be there for her.
Yeah, I think, you know, you've apologized many, many times. You've had the conversation, what can I do to support you? I think the next step is just building a relationship that's separate from all of this. You know, that's reaching out to her. Hey, do you want to go to lunch? Hey, do you want to do this with me? You know, really just trying to build a relationship and not trying to pressure her to be part of the family, because it doesn't sound like it's safe for her to be part of the family. You know, between the neglect that she experienced from all of you when she was caring for your parents to the way she was treated by your brother, I mean, you know, I understand why she would be leery of that. I do want to address, this is an aside, this is something you want to keep in the back of your mind. I wouldn't say that you want to address this with her directly right away, but, you know, the church does call us to be servants, but we talk about this regularly on the program. There's a difference between serving as a royal, which was where service comes from. So we receive three missions in our baptism, right? The priestly, prophetic, and royal mission of baptism. And the royal mission of baptism means that we serve with Christ. But we serve as a royal serves, not as a slave serves, right? So a good king or a good queen uses all the gifts they've been given to serve the people that are in their care. But they expect to be treated with respect. You know, a slave gives service without regard for the respect that they receive in return. But a king or a queen serves generously with everything they have to give, but they expect to be treated with that respect. And that is the kind of service that we're called to, the service that allows us to set boundaries, to say, I'm not going to let you use me. I'm not an object, right? I'm a person who loves you and who is using the gifts God's given me to love you. And so, you know, keep that in the back of your mind, because there's a lot of misunderstanding among Christians about what Christian service actually is meant to look like. And it sounds like your sister has been hurt by that misunderstanding. Don't lead with that, but keep it in the back of your mind. For now, build your relationship with her. Invite her out to do things, just check in with her. And don't make it all about the family and the history.
Or
make
the church.
Make it about who she is to you now and the relationship you'd like to have with her now. Yeah. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach back out to us. We're here for you. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Baggage Check, as we talk about old wounds, past mistakes and sins that we all carry with us that continue to affect our sense of ourselves, the choices that we make, the relationships that we have. How can we begin to heal? 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be sharing some insights that she has about healing family wounds. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Movement is prayer in motion. Whether I'm walking through my neighborhood, stretching in the morning, or simply rising to greet the day, I remember that my body is a temple, sacred, beloved, and designed to reflect God's glory. Each step becomes an offering, a way to honor the mercy that flows through me and around me. In moments of motion, I'm reminded that God is not distant. He moves with me, within me, my breath, my pace, my posture, all become part of a living liturgy. Mercy isn't just something I receive, it's something I embody. As I move, I carry compassion into the world. So let's reflect on Acts 17:28, for in him we live and move and have our being. My coach's exercise for you today is this. Take a short walk today, even if it's just around your home. With each step, whisper a simple prayer. Lord, walk with me today. This has been a Christ Center communication message. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo, a communications evangelist and host of Epiphany.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Baggage Check, as we talk about healing old wounds, giving ourselves forgiveness for God, for past mistakes. If you are carrying the weight of those past mistakes or old hurts, we want to help you find the healing that God has in his heart for you. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
It's great to be with you. And, you know, you have 11 kids, as Greg just mentioned. You and your husband, Matt, come from big families. So you have a lot of family members. And with that can come many, many wounds. So share with us what wisdom you've come by over these years.
Well, and the thing is, some of this can be recent. I mean, I think if all of us pause right now, we could think of a relationship that damaged us. We damaged someone. But, of course, our answer always comes from Christ himself. And there were two things, as I was praying through this, two things came to mind. The Our Father that he taught us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. And then his words from the cross, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. And for me, it's like, forgive me, Father, I never know what I'm doing. And we have to take that to heart, that if the wound, if the relationship is perhaps our spouse, a sibling, our child, we have to say to ourselves that we want to be helpful to this, we want to heal it, and we want it to be holy again. And that at every point, our actions and our words are either going to help or to hurt. And we have to decide always to want to help and to heal.
I think that is such a significant message. And so in choosing whether to help and heal or to just continue to hurt. And often that comes from our pride, right? Especially when we're dealing with, when we feel wounded, when it comes from our children, especially our adult children who have become wayward in some way or rejected something we've taught them or even told us we've hurt them, our pride can really get in our way. So what would you suggest for folks who are battling with this and saying, well, I want to help, but you don't know what I'm dealing with this person?
What you want to lean in is to the virtue of prudence. And prudence is that virtue that has us be level-headed as we approach something. If you are trying to heal a relationship with perhaps an adult child or a sibling, there are boundaries that you can happily set to say, I can meet with you, but we'll only meet in a neutral place. We're going to start rebuilding our trust by going out to lunch once a week or something like that. And with younger children, the same thing, that if they have lied to you perhaps about curfew or things like that, well, then you're going to say, I want to trust you, but we're going to go it one day at a time. And that's leaning in on prudence. But we have to be willing to not let our pride get in the way. Like you said, Lisa, if you right now cringe at the thought of ever saying you're sorry to one of your children, you need to hit confession. Because we do need to forgive ourselves and forgive others. But that word, I'm sorry, and please forgive me, goes so far in healing a relationship, whether it be, like we said, with adult children, younger children, and letting your child know that you make mistakes, you don't intend to, and you want to do better, helps them learn how to then forgive others as they get older.
Yes, and to really say, I've made mistakes. Some of them I've chosen. Some of them were by accident. I didn't know what I was doing as a parent. I did my best, and I am sorry for the times I've messed up. And I want to know how we can begin to walk forward together now, if you're willing. And that can change everything.
Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us today. Always a pleasure, and we really appreciate the benefit of your wisdom. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel Watkins' work with the Little Flowers Girls Club, you can go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club and the great resources that they provide. And with that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Show today titled Baggage Check, as we talk about the tendency we all have to carry around the old hurts, the past mistakes, the things that others have done to us. How can we stop identifying with them and begin to experience the healing God has in His heart for us? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions right after this.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by a gift from our day sponsor, Timothy and Julie Schmidt. Thank you so much for your donation to help build the church and bless the nations.
Now you can support Ave Maria Radio by becoming a day sponsor too. Send anyone a message, a friend, a family member, or a priest, just someone close by. Call 877-288-1077 and tell them you want to be a day sponsor.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, anathema be upon you, anathema I say. These words were pronounced for centuries on the first Sunday of Lent in many Eastern Christian churches for those who ascribe to the heresy of iconoclasm, the prohibition and destruction of holy images.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
Looking for a retreat venue for your youth group, sports team, ministry, or staff event? St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt sits on a picturesque 95-acre property complete with three large conference rooms, two chapels, two dining rooms with commercial kitchens, meeting spaces for smaller groups, overnight lodging, and a professional staff to make your event a success. Call 517-669-8321 or visit stfrancis.ws to book your event today.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Hey men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, it's Baggage Check, as we talk about the tendency we all have to carry around the hurts from the past, past mistakes that we've made. How can we begin to leave those things behind and walk the steps toward healing that God has in His heart for us? 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Jerry.
Jerry, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Yes, hi. I was calling to ask for suggestions to repair my relationship with my grown children. I thought as I was raising them that I was being kind and loving, but looking back and talking with them, I realized that I yelled too much and was probably too strict and not loving and kind as I should have been, even though at the time I thought I was doing the best thing for them.
What's your relationship like with your adult kids now?
A couple of them are, it's good, but
how many do you have?
Six.
Okay, so with a couple of them it's good. How is it with the other four?
They just, well, the one really doesn't have much of anything to do with us. He lives thousands of miles away. When he comes home, his girlfriend lives in this area, so he'll come over and visit with everybody, and I don't know, he's just very, doesn't really ever call, say, you know, how's it going, or even sometimes even just reply to a text that I send him. So
but what I'm hearing you is that your relationship isn't what you'd like it to be with really any of them. I mean, it's better than with some than with others, but it's not what you'd like it to be with any of them. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said that, you know, you, in talking with them, that you've had some of these insights about things that you wish you had done differently. Where is that conversation? I mean, have you said, you know, hey, you know, I really thought I was doing my best, but I'm sorry, I'm seeing it through your eyes now, and I understand that there were a lot of things that I wish I would have done differently. Like, where is that conversation with the kids?
Yes, I have mentioned that, but it doesn't. And with some of them, yes, it definitely, you know, with one, it's pretty good. Actually, she was one that was the hardest to raise, but it's funny that, you know, we would be the closest now. And I don't know, I guess I have said that. But,
that's fine. No, that's good. But I mean, just saying that, you know, it opens the door to healing, but it doesn't complete the process, right? And so I, you know, I think what you want to, I'm going to give you a couple of, give you a suggestion, then give you a couple of resources as well. So the suggestion is look for ways that you can be supportive to them now. Right, because there's only so much we can go back over the past. And I mean, it's important to acknowledge that you've heard what they've said. It's important to acknowledge that, you know, I'm looking at the past through your eyes, I see that I wish I had done some things differently, and I'm very sorry about that. But once you've said that, then, you know, there's not a lot else you can do with the past. What you have to focus on now is, what can I do to be a support to you in your life at the present?
And actually asking that question. You know, Greg's not saying, like, try to mind read and try to do nice things for them, because it will come off as hollow and it will often not hit the mark. But asking, you know, saying, I wish I had known then what I know now through your adult eyes, but I really love you, and I really want a relationship with you, and I want to try harder. What do you need from me? What can I do to make your life a little easier, a little bit more pleasant, just so that you can know your mom really cares about you?
Yeah, and not just don't just ask that globally. Like whenever they talk about things, right? If they're sharing successes with you, you know, you celebrate that. But then you also say, you know, is there anything that I can do to, you know, kind of celebrate this with you? Or they're talking about struggles. You know, you empathize with them. I'm so sorry you're going through that. What can I do to support you? You know, can I pray for you? Do you want to go out to lunch? You know, is it just nice to have somebody to talk to? I'm happy to lend you my ear. You know, like, what can I do to make you feel supported? And just you know, making that the theme, really, of your conversations with them is the best way to heal that relationship, to be able to take the long view on this. It's not going to happen overnight. But the more you're able to keep asking, well, how can I support you here? And what can I do to support you in this situation? And how can I be supportive to you in this way? Just letting them know, not doing it out of guilt, not doing it out of, you know, oh, I have to make up for so much, doing it out of a real desire to be there for them in ways that they would appreciate, in ways that would be meaningful to them.
Right. You don't want to do it transactionally. So you don't want to say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z so that they love me more, or they come over more, or they text or call more, or that I can assure that they're all going to be here for Christmas. You really just want, Jerry, to allow this time, this insight that you're having, this desire to be closer to your children, heal what needs to be healed in you that you did not know was there when you were raising them all, and allow you to become the woman of God that God is calling you to be through this desire of your heart. So just saying, I want to make a gift of myself so my children know that I truly love them and I'm here for them, and taking those steps little by little.
I got two resources for you to follow up on this. I think that you'll be able to run pretty well with the suggestions that we made here, but if you'd like more support, we did a book called Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters through Word Among Us Press, and it really talks about how to build our relationship and heal a relationship with adult kids, you know, how to move past those regrets that we have as parents, and how to build the stronger relationships in the present that are really rooted in that sense of support and connection that we're talking about here. So again, the title of that is Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. If you'd like more personal coaching, we actually, through the Catholic Home app, that's Catholic H-O-M, provide coaching for parents of adult kids and grandparents, as well as for parents of younger children, because our mission through Catholic Home is really to help Catholic families build strong domestic churches, strong, loving family relationships that can bear witness to God's love and grace. So whether you're a parent of younger children, a parent of adult kids, or you've got questions about marriage, that you don't need counseling, but you just want ongoing support and great resources to help you build that more loving family life, then the Catholic Home app is a great resource for you. That's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. So those two resources, the book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, and the Catholic H-O-M app, can provide the additional support for you to continue building your relationship with your adult kids. But if there's more that we can do for you here, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
But when in doubt, ask. You know, don't try to second guess it. Don't try to mind read. If they say something and you're not sure what they meant, say, I really want to have clarity on this. Can you explain to me what you're saying? If you want to help them in some way, ask them, how can I help? How can I be there for you? Let them know that you're actually listening and want to be there for that particular child at that particular time.
Jerry, thank you so much for your question, and God bless you for having such a beautiful, open heart and your willingness to really work on your relationship with your adult kids. I know that, you know, I wish that more parents of adult kids were taking a similar attitude that you have. And I know that God wants to work through you to bring healing to those relationships. And whatever we can do to support you in that, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. We're talking about healing old wounds. How can we move past those old hurts, the regrets that we have about mistakes that we've made? 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Now, this is reassuring, but I want to add something to it. When we are in Christ, we are that new creation. He gives us that grace. He gives us that redemption when we accept it. That is an surety. But I want you to think for a moment about when Christ would heal someone who could not walk. He healed that person. But he would say, pick up your mat and walk. Why? Because others needed evidence that this person had become a new creation in Christ. So when we have an epiphany moment about someone we've hurt, about how much Christ loves us, whatever that is, we need to get up and walk and show people the difference in who we are. To go to them and say, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry I didn't know better then. How can I heal this now? How can I be there for you? We need to do that work of getting up and walking in those relationships. Or, if we realize we've hurt ourselves, get up and walk and find the help to really begin to heal everything that's hurting inside of us.
With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Baggage Check. Are you still carrying the weight of past mistakes or old hurts, struggling to receive God's healing or mercy? Let us help you unpack the pain and walk those next steps of your healing journey. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The Catholic Catechism tells us that an evil end can corrupt an objectively good act. Our Lord pointed this out when he spoke of Pharisees praying and fasting, both objectively good acts, in order to be seen by men, a morally corrupt end which therefore corrupts all the actions. On the other hand, a good intention cannot justify an objectively evil action. One cannot turn fornication, a morally evil action in and of itself, by participating in it, even to save a life. Fornication is always wrong because it involves a disorder of the will, a moral evil. It is an error, the Catholic Catechism tells us, therefore, to judge an act merely by considering the intention that inspired it or the circumstances such as social pressure or emergency. The end never justifies the means. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, it's Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection. Not having a will puts an unnecessary burden on your children. At mycatholicwill.com, a legal will is as simple as 15 minutes filling out information about your family. The standard cost, only $79.95. However, thanks to our partnership with mycatholicwill.com, when you use a promo code AVE, that's A-V-E, your will is absolutely free. No hidden costs whatsoever. So visit mycatholicwill.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, it's Baggage Check, as we talk about checking those old bags that we carry around with us, those old hurts, those past mistakes. How can we heal? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Allison, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hi, Allison. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I'm calling because I'm 64 years old now, but I was sexually abused as a child from probably the age of about 9 till about 12, 13, 14 years old. And
I'm so sorry.
I went to counseling. Thank you. I went to counseling. It was someone outside of the family, but in related somewhat, not my immediate family. But I went to counseling 30 years ago, and I thought I was healed of all this and forgave my the person. But now I discover, now that I go, I'm trying to grow closer to God, that when I have this like lingering thing, like I'm judging all men, that they have those same desires that my that person has, because I constantly am feeling like, oh, this person probably just wants that. Even though I know rationally it's not true, because I'm an old person now, and it's not. And I can't, I just want to know how I can, this was revealed to me in prayer, so I do feel like it is God telling me that, because I wanted to be healed from it, and then I felt like you're judging, I was told you're judging people based on this one situation. Even my husband, like I think in my head, I don't act on any of this, oh, he probably just married me because he wanted to have sex with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's not true. We've been married for 35 years, but it still sits in there.
It sits
and
in there.
I don't know
and,
how.
And, you know, Allison, I want you to stop beating yourself up about it, first of all, because that is your wounded inner child saying, I learned my lesson, and I'm going to protect you. So this is a part of you that desperately wants to keep putting up, you know, if a road is under construction, that you've got all the flashing lights, you've got all the warning signs, this lane's going down another thing, or this road is blocked. This part of you, while you need to help heal it, that God's pointing it out so you can heal it, you also need to thank it first. Because this is part of you that's saying, I learned from this, I don't want you to get hurt again, so I want to keep giving you the warning signs, even though they might not apply to these people. It's trying to serve you and protect you.
So what you can do with that is you can start to have conversations with these different parts. Now, all of us have different parts. This is not just unique to you. Like we even talk about it about silly things. Like, well, part of me wants to go to the Chinese restaurant tonight, and part of me would like have Italian.
Yeah, part of me wants to go and hang out with my friends and have a good time, and part of me just wants to stay home and rest. So this is not some big divisive thing. It's just how our minds work.
Yeah, and so there's a part of you that wants to move on and recognize that your husband is a good man and that he loves you, but there's another part of you that's afraid of being hurt again. And again, like Lisa was saying, that part is doing a good thing for you. She's trying to protect you. But she's that, you know, 9-year-old or 10-year-old or 14-year-old part that was hurt, and that's all the information that she has. So when we can identify these different parts, you can start to have dialogues with them, and you could write this out, you could talk it out. It's also helpful to do it with a counselor, because sometimes these conversations can get kind of complicated. But if you'd like, you can even just start the conversation, say, with a notebook, where you let that hurting part or that scared part, whatever you want to call her, okay, that protective part, let her write out her thoughts. I'm afraid that men are just going to use me. I'm afraid of being abused again. I need to be all on guard all the time. You know, whatever she would say, just let her say those things. And then I want you to kind of step into prayer and ask God to give you the grace that you need as the Allison of 2026, you know, who has a lifetime of experience and wisdom and grace. And then I want you to write back to her, you know, dear hurting part, you know, I know what that feels like to be in the place that you're at. I remember what it was like to be there myself. But here's how my life is different now. And here are the people that I've surrounded myself. And here's how I know I can trust them. Here's how I know that they are different from that man who abused you. And you kind of walk through that. Now, it's not going to just be one dialogue. This is going to have to be an ongoing conversation, because different things are going to trigger her, and you're going to have to help talk her through all that again. But by doing that, it stops you from feeling like you're just taken over by those feelings of fear, and then you can't control them.
And Allison, I really, really, really want to encourage you to get with a pastoral counselor who knows the theology of the body, and this is why. Something you said is really sitting very hard in my chest and my heart, because you said, I'm old now, so I know men don't feel that way about me. First of all, you're 64, you're not old, you can live another, you know, 30, 40 years. But what that sentence speaks to is that abuser somehow conveyed to you that it was your fault. And you're thinking, well, maybe it was because I was attractive, or maybe it was because whatever. No, you've always been a daughter of the Most High God who deserved to be treated with respect and dignity and a chastity that upheld your worth in God. And this person deserves all of the blame, not you. And you're still carrying this around with you. So it's not just the wound of the abuse. It's the wound of this person convinced you to carry some of the blame. And I really want you to be able to work with somebody to learn to put that aside. The other thing I would love for you to do is for you and your husband to go through the theology of the body or a course in the theology of the body so that you two can really talk about healing your sexual relationship completely. So you become 100% assured that the two of you are holding each other in mutual love and respect and making a gift of yourselves to the other, and that you don't ever feel like it's a possibility in your brain that you could be being used or even using him.
So to that end, you know, our book, Holy Sex, really talks about how to see that part of our lives through that Catholic lens and to receive God's grace in that part of our lives as well. And again, the name of the book, Holy Sex, which you can pick up at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. If you'd like to continue your healing journey, I'd invite you to reach out to us, though, at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how pastoral counseling can help you heal some of these wounds in the light of faith, and really understand how God is working to heal you through this next stage of healing that he's invited you to through your prayer relationship.
And Allison, you deserve this healing. I want to say again, nothing that this person did to you was your fault in any way, shape, or form. And if you've got a voice in your head telling you that I'm not telling you the truth right now, please get yourself into counseling, because that is a lie. It was not your fault. And you deserve, as a young, vital 64-year-old woman, to have a vital, healthy relationship with your husband, to continue to grow in trust and love and respect of one another, and to be completely healed from the damage that this person did to you, so that you can truly know how loved and cherished and valued you are by God and by your spouse.
You know, as we said earlier, God is still writing the end of your story, and it's more amazing than you can even imagine. So I want you to embrace the healing that Amen. God is letting you know that he has for you. And so start with the exercise that I described to you here on the call. But if you want more support, then check out our book, Holy Sex. And also learn more about the pastoral counseling that we can offer you through CatholicCounselors.com to help you connect God's grace to some really good tools so that you can complete the healing journey that he's started you on. Thank you so much for the call, Allison. I know that your story has blessed many others who are listening today.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for having the courage to continue that healing journey at this point in your life. As we wrap up the show in the last couple of minutes we've got here, I just want to say that, again, we all have past hurts, past mistakes, past regrets, things that we are tempted to identify ourselves with and say, I am the person who is broken this way, or I am the person who was broken because of that. And I just want to leave you with the message that you are not broken. This is the second chapter of the three-chapter story that the theology of the body tells us. You know, again, the first chapter is original man, where who we were before sin entered the world. The second chapter is historical man, who we are in this sinful world, both the scars that we carry from our own sins and the scars that have been inflicted on us from others. But the third chapter is all about what God is working to make new again. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. St. John Paul talked about the importance of becoming who you are. In other words, that whole healed, godly, grace-filled self that we aspire to already exists in God. We don't have to become somebody that we're not, or try to become somebody different than we are. We need to become who we are, to draw closer to the Lord, who will reveal in us that whole healed, godly, grace-filled self that already exists in Him. Embrace the healing that He has for us and take advantage of all of the things that God wants to give you to facilitate that healing. And if you'd like to learn more about the ways we can support you in that healing process, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.